My friend, happy Good Friday to you. I know it's a paradox, Good and Friday, as it relates to what happened on that day. So many years ago, estimated to be Friday, April 15th, 30 AD, the day that seemed to have nothing good about it, the day that Christ was crucified. Perhaps there's no bleaker moment in human history than when mankind decided that it was expedient to kill our Creator. But here again, Jesus defies our expectations and surprises us because, as the name suggests, this horrible event turns out to be good. No, not because of what happened on that day, but because God used that day to make us good by paying the price we deserve so we could be reconciled to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's the best, worst thing that ever happened, as one person put it. And that's the paradox of Good Friday. It's the irony that we see on this day. Unlike other religions that just pretend that there's no such thing as evil, or say if only you meditate right, you can escape the illusion of suffering, Good Friday tells us the truth. Evil really does exist, and suffering really does hurt. But God can take even the worst events and make them good. Unlike other religious figures, Jesus doesn't avoid suffering and sin. He absorbs them and transforms them into something good. The whole process of salvation is ascribed in the New Testament to what happened on this day, the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. It's upon the moment of death that the foundation of salvation is totally focused. The work of salvation was completed when Jesus cried, "It is finished." Nothing more needed to be done. The sacrifice of Jesus was a substitutionary sacrifice, an atonement for sin. Christ died in the place of the believing sinner. Christ suffered for the believer's punishment. Christ endured the divine wrath for all that his people ought to have suffered as a result of sin. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Not because he has justified the believing sinner, for the reason that Christ died in his place and suffered his punishment. C.H. Spurgeon said it correctly, "My hope is not because I'm not a sinner, but because I am a sinner for whom Christ died. My trust is not that I am holy, but that being unholy, Christ died for me. My rest is here, not in what I am or shall be or feel or know, but in what Christ is and must be, in what Christ did and is still doing as he stands before the throne of glory. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." Amen? My friend, Jesus Christ saves us by vicariously enduring the penalty to which we were exposed. Galatians 3:13 says, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Moreover, in the process of redeeming us, he purchased us with his own blood and set us free." Romans 3:23 says, "Man broke God's law and came under the penalty of sin, which is death. The wages of sin is death." Romans 3:23. 6:23, "Man is sin exposed to him to the divine punishment. The wages of sin is death." So all have come under this penalty. All have suffered this wage of sin known as death. And now then, Romans 1:18, "Man's sin exposed him to divine punishment." We all stand guilty before a holy God. Amen? However, God's love makes the propitiating sacrifice, that satisfaction unto God. God did punish sin by making his son a curse. Galatians 3:13 and Romans 3:25 and 26 and Romans 5:8. Christ, who was sinless, suffered vicariously on this day in history, my friend, and he did so for sinful men, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Now, we'll get to his resurrection, of course, on Sunday, but his resurrection proved that he was the sinless Son of God, Romans 1:4. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, as we will celebrate in a couple of days, proves that God accepted his vicarious substitutionary atonement on behalf of sinful man. What did Jesus say about his own death? Well, he saw it as a sacrifice for sin. Mark 10, Matthew 20, Mark 14, Matthew 26, Luke 22, 1 Corinthians 11, John 1, Revelation 13, he gave his life a ransom to pay the price for redeeming. His death by crucifixion was an atoning sacrifice for sin. Romans 3 and 5, 1 Corinthians 10, Ephesians 1. I could go on down the list. He is identified as the sin offering. Romans 8, 3 and 2 Corinthians 5, 21. He is recognized as the Passover lamb, 1 Corinthians 5, 7. Believers are redeemed not by good works, no, not at all, but by the blood of Jesus, 1 Peter 1:18, which is also propitiation and cleansing, 1 John 1:7. Finally, Jesus saw his own death as the confirmation of the new covenant, Exodus 24:3-8. He regarded his sufferings and death as the fulfillment of the Old Testament scriptures. Jesus referred to his own death as sacrificial, comparing it especially with the covenant sacrifice. Check it out in Matthew 26, 27, and 28. Jesus said, "My blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many unto remission of sins," Matthew 26, 28. The Apostle Paul wrote this, my friend. Think about it as we celebrate this day. "In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this every time you drink it in remembrance of me.'" 1 Corinthians 11:25. The old covenant and its sacrifices were fulfilled and done away with by the new covenant and its one perfect sacrifice for sin. 1 Corinthians 15:3 says, "Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." My friend, the death of Jesus Christ covers our sins. Hold on to that truth. It was looked upon as an atoning sacrifice, spoken of in sacrificial terms. And this day, when it seemed so bleak, and the apostles could not yet look through the eyes of faith and see Sunday coming, it seemed like anything but a Good Friday. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you can work all things together, and you do work all things together for the good of those who love you, for those who are the called according to your purpose. And when you saw this day in history, this bleak day of our Savior on the cross, you saw the empty tomb. Hallelujah. I pray that whatever's going on this day in my life and in the life of my friend listening in, that we would turn our attention to the cross, to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and to thank you with our very lives for the substitutionary death of our Savior to give us justification, right standing with you, Heavenly Father. To the glory of our Savior, we thank you. Amen.